A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Mem Zayin. Baba Metzia 47a. Pagination is 93. Starting from the Gemara, the second half of the page, about 18 lines from the wide lines. Bame Konin, in the middle of the line. With what is Kinyan Chalipin done? Now, the word Chalipin means exchange. It's an expression used based on the pasuk, chilef avodaschem, in exchange for their work. And it is one of the most versatile kinyanim, an act of acquisition that works both by metaltel and movable objects and by karka, real estate. Now, the concept of chalipin, as we understand it, is that the person who's buying gives something to the seller, and in exchange, the seller grants him whatever it is that he's buying. So if a person wants to buy a desk using chalipin, he would give the seller of the desk a pen. The seller takes the pen. In exchange for the pen, he grants the desk in ownership to the buyer. We use the Kinyan Chalipin very commonly when a congregant authorizes the rabbi to sell the chametz. So the rabbi gives the congregant an item, a pen, an extra yarmulke, whatever it is that he gives him. It used to be a kerchief, but those are not so in style. You give the congregant something, in exchange the congregant grants rights for the rabbi to sell the chametz. In exchange. It's understood, the way we're understanding chalipin, in exchange, that it's the buyer, the person who's trying to get something here, who's going to give the chalipin. We'll see the dissenting view, and we'll have to understand how they understood chalipin. The Gemara says, "Bame konin, with whose item do you do chalipin?" Rav Amar Bekelev Shel Kone. Rav says it's the item that belongs to the buyer. De nichale lekone, because the buyer is pleased, de lahave makne kone, that the person who's granting the item, the person who's selling the item, should get something in return. In order that he should give it. And therefore, we understand the buyer gives something to the seller so that the seller should grant whatever it is that they're really focused on, the item of sale, should be granted to the buyer. For Levi Omar, but Levi, the dissenting opinion says, Bekelev shel makne, you use the item of the person who's selling, who's granting. Kidevo inon lememer lekamon, as we will explain in a moment. Because this obviously needs explanation. If it's meant to be a chalipin, an exchange, so then where's the exchange? The seller is granting the item of sale, and in order to do that, he's granting an additional item, like a pen or a kerchief. Where's the exchange? Omale Ravuna midiskarta l'rava. Ravuna posed this question. Ule Levi de Omar bekelev shel makne, according to Levi, who says that it's the seller's item that's given to facilitate this exchange, hakakani ara agav galima. It seems that the land is being acquired together with the cloth, together with the kerchief. There are two ways that you could accomplish this kinyan, as we're describing. One is in exchange, quid pro quo, I give you, you give me. The other method for kinyanim, which does exist, is that it's like a piggyback. Together with this item, you get other items. Now, that could be done by real estate, where if metaltalin, movable objects, such as a lawn chair, is on the land, or perhaps even if it's not on the land, but figuratively, together with the land, piggybacked on the land, if you acquire the land, they could have an agreement that you're acquiring the lawn chair as well. And if they have that agreement, it's considered a kinyan, an act of acquisition on the lawn chair as well. We find such a concept, but there's a special rule which is being violated if we understand that the movable object or the real estate is being pushed along by this kerchief. Says the Gemara, Im kein avalu nechasim sheyesh lohen achrayis, an item that has liens applicable to us, to it, which is the code word for real estate, v'niknimim nechasim she'en lehem achrayis, and it's piggybacking on an item that does not have achrayis liens applicable to it, which is a code word for metaltalim. In simple terminology, he's objecting and saying, we have a rule that you cannot acquire real estate, agav, on the piggyback of movable objects. Va'anan ipchatanan, as we learned, the opposite of what you're suggesting to understand the chalipin here, that you give the item together with the item of sale. Items that are movable objects that do not have liens are acquired together with objects like real estate that do have liens that you can do. You could do a lawn chair piggybacked on real estate, but you can't do real estate piggybacked on the lawn chair. So we're at a loss to understand what Levi was describing when he said, Kelev Shalmakna, that the seller's item is being used for Chalipin. Amalei, he answered, skip a line, Mi Savris Galima Makna Lei. You think that it's really the cloth that's causing the Kenyan? It's not. There's a step here that you're missing. Be'ahi Hana, with that benefit, to come a Kabul Mine, that he's accepting the cloth, gomar va'aknile, that's what causes the kinyan. In other words, the seller is giving the item of sale, and the way he's going to give the item of sale is by giving a kerchief to the buyer. You're objecting, you're saying, that can't work. How could you grant real estate, for example, which Chalipin works for, and by extension, even movable objects, if that's not how Chalipin works, how could that happen by giving a kerchief to the buyer? And the Gemara is answering, what you see is not the kinyan. Giving the kerchief to the buyer is not the kinyan. The kinyan is when the buyer accepts the kerchief. At that moment, he's given behahi hano'o, a certain benefit to the seller, and that seller, that nachas ruach, that satisfaction, is what's causing the kinyan. We have found such a concept in Kiddushin. It was called matana la'adam chashuv, a gift to an important person. The woman who's normally supposed to receive something to do Kiddushin, could actually give something to an important person, and if it's worded correctly, it could be a Kiddushin, which is the oddest thing. The woman is giving the ring, the woman is giving something, but the Gemara explains, if he's an Adam Chashuv, and people give him gifts, and his accepting your gift is considered an endorsement of you. It's considered something satisfying. He accepted my gift. Something that you might even pay somebody to try to get him to accept your gift. You would pay for the audience, you would pay for the influence that they should accept my gift. So then there is an actual financial hana'ah, a benefit. And it's with that benefit that the seller is receiving something and therefore grants the item for sale, such that, even according to Levi, the understanding here is that it's indeed the seller receiving something and it is an exchange. If we wanted to picture this, someone smiles at you. If they smile back, so you have a deal, you feel satisfied. If they don't smile back, so you've offered something and no deal. That could be very painful. Person sticks out their hand in a handshake and the other person declines to receive it because they're in a grouchy mood. Or a more obvious application, someone tries to do a high five. Two teenagers, you reach out with a high five and the other kid declines. So we can understand that if this ceremonial gift, perhaps, according to Levi, was being given as chalipin, the other person accepting it is an acceptance of the deal, of the relationship, of something. And that creates a behahi hana'ah, a satisfaction, which creates the kinyan. Just to mention, there is also such a topic discussed in Hilchas Brachas, Simen Reish Chaf Gimel in Orachayim, that there's a difference between what bracha a person makes when he has a good tiding or a good experience. There's a bracha of Shechiyanu, when he receives something special. And there's a bracha Atova Ameitiv, if two people are benefiting in the same way. Says the Mechaber, there is an opinion that says, im nasnu lo b'matana, if someone gives another person a gift, it could be that the bracha is atov v'hametiv, because it's multiple people having benefit. Shehi no tova lo v'lanosein, it's a benefit to him and to the giver. Says the Mishneh Berurah, the logic here is, sameach hanosein shemekabel mimenu, the person who's giving is happy that the other person is receiving it. So for sure the person receiving is getting a gift, but even the person who's giving is getting a gift that the other person took it. Now, we don't paskin like that, says the Mishneh Berurah, cholkim al psak zeh. They argue on this and they say that the benefit to the other person has to be a tangible, gashmis, physical benefit. Nevertheless, you do see this concept that Levi is describing, even though we don't paskin like Levi. We paskin conventional chalipin. The buyer is the one who gives the seller, and the seller gives the item of sale to the buyer. But in the shita of Levi, you do find such a concept that even the recipient is, on some level, a giver. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.